I'm here at G Camp in Birmingham, and I'm talking to Nick Petrie,
who's the editor of Red Brick, the University of Birmingham student paper.
Fantastic.
So this year we've got a lot of opportunities coming our way. The paper's really well established, but our website isn't. So we're just looking to expand how we connect with the students. We've got 28,000 students at the university, but it's a very one way. Yeah, we put out a paper. Some people write letters, but only when they get sort of really angry about something. And whereas we want discussion, we want engagement, and we want feedback on what we're doing.
So are you totally changing the way the student union has run a paper?
This is going to be the first time we've looked at this level of interactivity. We've had a very static website for the last 2 years. It has a comment facility, but it's not used. People don't go to the website. The paper's there on a Friday morning when it comes out on a weekly basis. People pick it up, they flick through, but they're not driven to comment.
So how many people are developing the newspaper in itself?
We have a team of about 30 people, but that's largely because we have section editors. So 9 sections of the paper, 2 editors per section, and they're responsible for the content. They're a team of writers putting together the paper each week. So at the moment, we're developing a web team. So we've got our online editor and then a team beneath him who are going to be responsible for transferring the content of the paper and creating exclusive content.
And how many people are actually versed in social media?
In the team at the moment, I'd say only 3 or 4 of us are confident on it, but it's something that I'm going to be pushing down on the team this year.
So I guess this will involve everybody being a part of Twitter and everybody kind of knowing how to structure a conversation around the content.
Absolutely. You're starting to do things like put hashtags in articles so that we can develop conversations around specific topics, and also looking at having section Twitter accounts as well as personal Twitter accounts, and looking to build up a following so that there's more of a conversation taking place in the university.
Now, as this is funded by the student union, you're going to have a lot of kind of leg room with which to experiment and have a play around and kind of find a model that works, which I think, for starters, a lot of other student unions around the country are going to find very exciting. But I also think you're going to be watched quite closely from media outlets outside of the university campus. How do you feel about that?
It's an interesting proposition. Obviously, we have a unique situation in that the paper is funded by the Guild. It pays out the cost of printing each week, and we have a little bit of money elsewhere to play about with things. The idea that other people are going to be watching us, it's exciting for us because it means that we can push forwards, we can try out new things, and we're not afraid to fail and pick up and try again. And other people, I suppose, will learn from our mistakes.
It might be that your failures are everybody's gain when you suddenly realise that it's not economically viable to print and you go straight online because everybody's viewing through mobile devices. I guess you'll have the infrastructure in place to see exactly where the eyes are and for how long.
That's absolutely right. I think one thing we're aware of at the moment is that there's no structure for the website, no long-term strategy. And one thing we want to put in place this year is something that can be taken on and developed for years to come, because it's quite possible that the Guild might decide it's no longer viable to spend 30 grand a year on a print publication. And if we can find some way of reducing the footprint, that might be the way the Guild looks to go.
How many potential readers?
28,000 readers, 6,000 issues a week.
Maybe you should call them participators, potential participators.
Absolutely, that's a very interesting concept, and I suppose the language you use around it is very important. Rather than being a reader, very one way, you take what's pushed to you, you start to engage with your content.
Turning the monologue into dialogue.
Absolutely.
Well, good luck. I think this is going to be very exciting for people inside and outside of university press to see what's going on. I wish you all the best.
Thanks very much.